And a good Wednesday morning to you. It is 9:30 on a Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month. It's time for a one-on-one with Green Country Village. We have Residency Director Casey Williams with us this morning. Casey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Garrett?
I cannot complain one bit. You know, it's a beautiful day. Normally around this time of the year, it's about 115, so I'll take the temperature.
I will take it. My nose is peeling because I sat out by a pool on Saturday because it was so gorgeous out. So I got a little bit of sun, but no complaints at all.
Yeah, I got some sun over the weekend too, doing some yard work. I probably should have waited a little bit so I wouldn't get so hot, but nonetheless, I need to get it done because we'll have folks in town, like we were talking about.
Yes,
off of it.
Your wedding married this weekend.
I'm super excited. It's hard to believe it's 3 days away.
Yep.
But things are going to be good. Again, we have beautiful weather. Thank goodness it's not going to be 100. It's still going to be hot, but nonetheless, we're here to talk about you and Green Country Village.
Yes.
What's going on with Green Country Village? What are some of the great things that you guys have?
You know, Garrett, have you ever been out to our community?
I have been by. I have not been in.
Okay, I invite you. Anytime that you want to come by and take a look at our community, I would love to show you. And anybody else listening, you can call, you can come by. We are accepting on-site community appointments at this time for those people who are interested in independent living. We also have assisted living and memory care. And so for family members that are caring for loved ones at home, we would love to talk to you about how we can help you. Work with you know, our nursing staff, with our life enrichment staff, to really have a life fulfilling time in their senior years.
And for people that don't know where you guys are located, where are you? Where can you be found?
We're at 1025 Swan Drive, and there are two landmarks, Taco Bell and Walmart.
Yes.
However, we are nestled in 26 acres, and so you can barely see us from the highway, and you can barely see us from Taco Bell, and then when you come around that corner, you'll see our community. But we're kind of right in the middle of town, but far away from everything, with our 26 acres, walking paths, a pond with fish, and lots of fun things to do.
And say, when you drive by Walmart as you're heading, or drive by Taco Bell as you're heading to Walmart, you can see the pond back there, and you can see some of the residents walking by, and they look pretty happy all the time.
Yes, yeah. And you'll see some little doggies walking around with their owners, because we accept pets. And so we have probably about 8 dogs and a handful of cats, and, you know, they're fur babies to all of us, so, you know, we love having them.
We definitely love fur babies.
Yes, yeah. One of the exciting things, and I've been talking about it for a while, but it was our 30th anniversary last year in September. And of course, with the COVID situation, we were not going to have a big celebration. So September 10th, we are going to have a celebration at Green Country Village. It's a semi-formal event for our residents, their guests, our vendors, anyone that's interested, like prospective residents. We're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres, and we are going to toast with champagne or sparkling cider. And then we're going to go into the living room and have dancing and live music. So we're really excited about that.
Sounds like a great time. And you said that's September 10th, correct?
September 10th from 5 to 7. And we're, you know, kind of excited to get all dressed up, get our community really dressed up as well. We have had some picnics, but this is going to be an indoor, elegant event, and we haven't had one in about a year and a half. So we're going to roll out the red carpet and make sure that it's, you know, beautiful from head to toe. Yeah.
That's great. And of course, like you said, the pandemic kind of prevented things from last year, but it's great that we could finally get back to celebrating.
Yes, I think so too. And it's been really fun seeing family members and friends come visit the residence and enjoy their time together inside our community. Little coffee groups have started again. Our Bible studies have started again. We were internally open the whole time with activities and things like that, but it's been fun having outdoor or outside presentations and ministers and things like that that can come share with our residents. So that is something we're really looking forward to. Also, and you said you wondered about the car show. Is it an annual event? Well, the year that never happened, which was last year.
Right.
So this will be an annual event. So it's our second inaugural, or maybe our second first car show, because we didn't have one last year. But we are excited because we're already getting ready, sent out sponsor letters, and I just want to thank you guys for being a sponsor.
Yes.
You're going to be sponsoring the car show because that raises money for Alzheimer's Association and programming for our residents in our memory care community, Lakeview.
Right.
We care for people with cognitive disabilities, dementia, Alzheimer's, anything with cognitive memory loss, that kind of thing. And all of our staff members, from our executive director to life enrichment to culinary to housekeeping to maintenance, has been trained in what's called heartfelt connections. And that is specifically how to understand the resident where they are with that memory loss. We know that a lot of people with memory loss go back in time. So their short-term memory, they may not remember what happened yesterday, but they may want to talk about when they were young. Or they may be retired teachers. And so we want to be able to provide life-enriching activities that may help, you know, them remember their days as younger people. Also, if they're having some agitation or confusion, there are certain things that we've all been trained into how we can really help that resident kind of calm down, you know, kind of center themselves. So it's a really great program. And so this is the car show. It's called Memories Matter Car Show, and that will be October 23rd.
Okay.
From 9 to 2. Sponsor letters have gone out this week, and we are starting to get some interest, and we're also going to be passing out flyers at the upcoming car show, or car shows, you know, because they're back in business as well. So one thing that we're really excited about is seeing those car show folks, because they are like a family.
Right.
They were so supportive of us the first year because we didn't really know what we were doing. And they were just kind and considerate. And so we're looking forward to seeing all those car show folks again.
Yeah, it's going to be great indeed. You can never go wrong with a car show.
No.
Especially in this part of the woods.
Oh, no, no. And there were some really fun ones. And we're even hoping it'll be bigger this year as opposed to last year. So,
right.
Or 2 years ago. So,
yeah. Because the year that never happened.
The year that never happened.
We will never speak of it.
That's right. The year that shall not be named.
Yes, the Harry Potter year.
The Harry Potter year. Okay, that's what I'm calling it from here on out. Yeah, yeah. And one of the things that we're excited to support is the Agape Empty Bowls event coming up at the end of August 24th. And we've always enjoyed supporting that. I think we're bringing desserts for the event. So come support Agape. Also eat some yummy things and grab a neat bowl. Those bowls are really fun. I have several from the events that I've gone to, so we're happy to support that.
And if people ever want to find an example, they could probably find stories on the Empty Bowls fundraiser event on our website.
Okay.
And they can find examples of that from years past. But that's always held at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Uh-huh. That's the ones that I've been to, yes. And I believe that's where it'll be again. But let me think what else. We are just moving in a lot of new residents.
Mm-hmm.
What we have seen since there's a little bit of a breath of things opening up again, people are moving to be closer to their adult children.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting several out-of-town residents moving to Bartlesville, which I'm excited for them because Bartlesville has so much to offer. And then we also have people that have been caring for loved ones in their home for the last year and a half and really need that assistance from us.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's great.
Yeah.
And if people are moving to town and they want to get a hold of you guys, how would they go about doing that?
Well, we have a website, and it's www.greencountryvillage.com, just like our name. One thing that's really handy is we have floor plans on the website. So you may say, I want to know what a two-bedroom apartment looks like. You can go, and it's a site map. You can click on the available apartment to where you can see it, where it's located in the community. You can see, you know, the square footage, and then you can fill out a contact form on site and ask questions, and we can contact you. We also have a great Facebook page, you know, our viral video, 50 yes. million views. And we just put up another fun one because we have a shooting range, a shooting gallery of Nerf guns, okay. where the residents, there are pictures of us, of the directors, and they shoot them. So they shot us. And so that's fun. Visit us on our Facebook page just to get a feel for our community. You'll see independent living residents. You'll see assisted living residents. And you'll also see some of our memory care folks having a great time in life. Yeah.
And why is it great to have these activities for your guests at Green Country Village?
I think a lot of things, we call it life enrichment because activities are what you do, but life enrichment is who you are. And as people get older, maybe they're not driving as much, or and we have transportation, but having those things that are that pertain to them. So we have some master classes, we have some art things that we do. So when that resident moves in, they tell us what they're all about. And that social time together with their colleagues, their cohort, someone that understands their life. They may be widowed or things like that. And having to walk through with friendships during this time of life is really important. So we've seen some great friendships form or reconnect, you know. So people that didn't know that the other one lived there, but they went to the same church years ago or had kids that were the same age. So it's neat. It's neat to see.
And what's it like to work with your guests at Green Country Village?
It is very, it is fulfilling to me to be able to offer such a wonderful service for our seniors. You know, my parents are seniors, and so, and it's helped me with helping my parents too. But just being able to enrich their lives is almost, it's a mission, and that's how we all feel at work. It's just it's a pleasure and an honor to serve these people. It really is.
And to go back to the car show while we still have some time, if people are wanting to be part of the car show, like sign up a car, how would they go about doing that?
They can either call us at 918-335-2086. You can also go on our website and fill out a form, and it'll say like what kind of housing do you want. You can just say I'm interested in the car show, and then we'll contact you. Wes Standridge, who is one of the guys that helps us with our flooring, is a big car show guy, so he's out and about, and he'll probably tell everybody he sees because he's just such a strong supporter. But we're happy to answer any questions that you have.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's coming up on September 10th. Oh, October. That's the October event.
Yeah, yeah. September 10th is our 30th right. anniversary celebration, and it's October 23rd from 9 to 2, and it's not OU Texas weekend, which it was
two years ago. Right. I can see where that would be a conflict.
Yeah, it was a conflict for me, but I was there. But right. this year we made sure it wasn't. So.
Ooh, Red River rivalry.
And I know it. I know it. It's competition. So we wanted the car show on another date for that.
Well, that's when you get a TV and put it up there in the event so people can watch and look at the
cars. Well, that's what I was. That's what we should have done like 2 years ago for sure. That's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely a great idea indeed. And you can't go wrong with football and car shows, especially when you're at Green Country Village.
Yes, yes. Well, I welcome you anytime you want to come. It would be nice for you to just see what we're all about as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Even if it's before the anniversary that you guys got coming up in mm-hmm. September.
That would be great. After your honeymoon.
Definitely after the honeymoon.
Yeah, yes.
You should be back on the 17th of August. So
very good.
Anytime between then and
okay,
whatnot,
I would love it. I would love it. So,
We have been talking with Casey Williams with Green Country Village. She is the residency director here on a one-on-one. We've been talking about all the great things that's going on with Green Country Village and all the events that they have coming up. Casey, thank you so much for your time and being with us on a one-on-one this morning.
Thank you, Garrett, and good luck this weekend.
Thank
have
you.
Fun.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
We have another one-on-one coming up next with OKM Music.